Hi, this is Dean Davison with Lockton, and I'm here with two of Lockton's leading risk management experts, Frank String from Lockton Chicago, and Mark Morris from Lockton in Kansas City. Both are senior vice presidents and experts in captive insurance programs. And first, we'd like to talk a little bit today about the role of captives in today's insurance environment. And Frank, let's go first to you in Chicago.
Thanks, Dean. We are seeing a lot of activity, increased activity in both the formation of captives and also the expanded use of captives. And as we all know, captives have been around for a long, long time, and they are still a very viable and popular risk financing tool that many risk managers and companies continue to use. We're seeing formations across all business sectors and all types of businesses, whether publicly traded or privately held, across all industries. Large companies as well as small companies are looking at captives as a alternative risk financing tool, and I think it just speaks to the marketplace that that we're in today. Mark, what are you seeing on your side as respects activity?
Thanks, Frank. I think most of the primary activity, I would say, is still centered around, at this point, smaller private companies, healthcare organizations, construction entities, really, you know, some of the more difficult to place risks. But having said that, I just talked to a national food production company yesterday that's looking at a captive. You know, in addition to the tax advantages, Frank, that we always talk about, I think organizations are looking for opportunistic ways to utilize captives. We see a market hardening and revenues down for some of our clients. And really, there's a focus on controlling insurance costs, claims, improving cash flow, and reducing collateral and credit line impairment. And all of those areas of focus today are ways, you know, maybe a captive properly structured would be able to assist in reducing or mitigating some of those issues organizations face. You know, as you know, I just completed a captive feasibility study for a large national restaurant concept. And, you know, at this point, I think they're reluctant to form based on some of the cash flow considerations that we outlined, whereas another consultant had led them to the belief that maybe the tax advantages would overweigh those implications. But I guess that just proves that you need to look at every aspect and every angle of a captive program to make sure it fits your organization.
I think that's all true, Mark. I agree with you. Clearly, the analytics are critical to the decision-making process. We have to be sure that the numbers line up, that it makes financial sense to form the captive. But in addition to that, I think it's really important that the formation of the captive or the decision to form is strategically aligned with the overall risk strategy of the company, as well as just the overall corporate goals and objectives of the organization. I have an example, a company that we did a feasibility analysis and went down the path of implementation, but at the last minute, the company decided not to form, and it was all based upon the capital required to form the insurance company. They knew what that capital requirement was, but after evaluation, decided to invest that capital back into their business versus forming the captive at this time. We're still in discussion with them. They're still thinking about it. But for now, that kind of was the decision. Another example that I thought was interesting was we formed a captive for a privately held organization. And really, it was formed primarily to develop an estate planning tool for the family and some of the senior executives of the organization. So we just see a whole variety of reasons why companies form. And again, we're continue to see that grow. Mark, any comments?
That's exactly right, Frank. I think you have to look at the individual organization and see what fits for them. Captive programs are unique to each organization and company, and I think that you have to look at the issues they're facing and try to structure a program that meets their needs. Just recently, you know, I believe we talked about this, is that I formed a captive for a privately held construction company. This electrical contracting firm dealt with governmental entities and utilities and was really entering into multi-year contracts in order to win the bid. And they were faced with sometimes not being able to increase their costs over time, and yet they were wanting to create the most efficient structure from a risk management perspective, which happened to be a large deductible on workers' compensation and taking significant risk in their accident and health insurance program for the benefit of their employees' health insurance. And so what we did is we structured a captive that allowed them to have budget insurance and budget protection, that is, against those escalating costs, allowed them to enter into the long-term agreements with these entities, thereby really helping their overall operations and giving them some downside protection. But I mean, in the end, I think that you just have to look at the individual organization and determine what it is that's really troubling them and see if a captive can maybe fill some of the voids or potentially mitigate some of those concerns.
Well, Mark, thank you. I think it's an interesting time for risk financing and certainly an interesting time in the consideration of the use of a captive in those risk financing decisions.
Thanks very much, Frank Strink and Mark Morris from Lockton, talking about captives in today's environment.